Healthcare topped the list of issues identified by voters in the 2016 Utah Priorities Project survey, and that gave us a chance to ask four candidates for governor of Utah what they thought of the issue and what the state may be doing right or wrong to address it. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. In every year with an election for governor, Utah Foundation surveys the community to find out what issues are at the top of voters' minds. With the help of the polling firm Dan Jones & Associates, we asked more than 500 voters what problems the state was facing that they thought the governor could do something about. Then we went back and asked an even larger sample to rank those issues in order of importance. When we've done this in the past, jobs and the economy were often at the top of the list. Utah's public education system is also near the top. This time, though, they named health care. It went up from fourth place to first. The results of the Utah Priorities Project voter survey were released at a luncheon March 24th. Four candidates for governor, two Democrats and two Republicans, including the incumbent, were there to respond to the survey. As he presented the results of the survey to an audience of more than 200, Utah Foundation Research Director Sean Tigan said he wasn't surprised to see healthcare come out number one.
We've seen a lot of discussion around Medicaid, and particularly there's been some advancement of Medicaid expansion in the state during the legislature. We've also seen healthcare premiums increasing, and people are concerned about that. And I also think that, you know, there's even though we're focusing on the state with these questions and things that are of concern for the state, there's also, I think, people thinking about the presidential election and that we've got candidates that say, you know, we're going to do what we can to hold on to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and we've got other candidates that are saying we're going to get rid of it. So there's a lot of discussion around this.
After 3 years of fruitless debate, the Utah legislature did pass a very modest expansion of Medicare in its 2016 general session. House Bill 437 sets up a program that covers about 16,000 of the poorest Utahns, but it came under criticism from those who felt it wasn't enough and from others who felt the state shouldn't be cooperating with the federal government at all under the provisions of the Affordable Care Act. Responding to the survey, Governor Gary Herbert called it a good first step. He had proposed a larger program called Healthy Utah that was rejected by legislators in a previous session. He pointed to other aspects of the health care issue in Utah that he says are doing very well.
I'm proud that here in Utah, we have the lowest cost health care with the highest quality available in America today. We're doing something right. We have a fewer percentage of people that don't have access to health care. So our process with this past legislative session, maybe it's incremental, but we'll be able to look at the data, build upon that, and hopefully expand to more people as we're able to afford it.
Vaughn Cook, one of the Democrats running for governor, urged a full expansion of Medicaid, something the legislature didn't even consider.
I think that we should stop bickering about Obamacare and being embarrassed to think that we're going to take advantage of it. I think we should take advantage of it. I think we should spend our energy working on improving it, not on repealing it. So I would be in favor, I am in favor, of expanding Medicaid to help cover the poorest of the poor in our state, to take advantage of the full benefit that we can receive from the Affordable Care Act.
Among the arguments for expanding Medicaid in Utah is the federal tax burden Utahns are paying to support it. That's estimated in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and without a full expansion, only a portion of that money returns to the state. Jonathan Johnson, the Republican challenger, said that federal money always comes with federal strings attached, but he says there's a way the states will be able to exercise more control.
Next year, under Obamacare, there's a section called 1332, which lets states dictate how they want to use Medicaid dollars. We should be spending our time figuring out how we get our dollars back without taking uncapped, unknown liabilities on our own taxpayers.
Mike Weinholz, the other Democrat in the race, was scornful of the plan passed in the legislative session.
What happened was the legislature decided to cover the least amount of Utahns at the most expensive price. So not only was this morally bankrupt, but it was fiscally irresponsible. If we would have had full Medicaid expansion, we would have over $500 million a year from the federal government coming back into the state of Utah. These are taxes that Utahns have already paid, and we're not getting them back.
The candidates went on to address questions about public education, air quality, and economic growth that are part of the Utah Priorities Project voter survey. You can read the detailed report on the survey on the Utah Foundation website. And that's also where you can watch the entire candidate's luncheon on video. Just click on the Priorities tab at the top of the page. Through this election year, Utah Foundation will publish reports on how the candidates and even party convention delegates see the top 10 issues. You'll want to stay in touch to see how these issues are shaping the political conversation. You can find out more about Utah Foundation and read our wide variety of research reports on our website at utahfoundation.org. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.